You know, each day we're all faced with a multitude of decisions. For the Christian, sometimes with those decisions come the influences of the world trying to get us to make the choices that go against our Christian principles, the thing that God has taught us through His Word how we're to live our life, to get us tripped up, so to speak, in our walk with Christ. So, how do we avoid making the wrong decisions? Where do we get our guidance from? And how do we remain strong when those outside pressures come to try and get us to do things that are not very Christian? Now, I got something I want to share with you that it talks about some young men that were placed in a situation, the decisions they were confronted with, and where they got the strength to stand on what they believe. Stay with me for just one moment. Dear Father, as we come before you this morning and go into your word to learn how you would have us to make our decisions, Father, I pray that the things that are being presented this morning through this brief message will strengthen us to do just that, that the things that we do and the decisions we make are not only according to your word, but that they honor you and they glorify you and they bear witness to the unlimited God that we serve. For it's in your Son's name we ask these things. Amen. You know, you don't have to look much further than the book of Daniel to find some stories about young men who lived completely uncompromised lives in their Lord. We know that Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as we know them from the Bible, went into the Babylonian captivity at a very young age, somewhere around 15 to 16 years old. And sometimes when we think of Daniel, we think of the old man with the beard and the things like that. But that was the man that went into the lion's den years down the road. But the young man that made the decisions according to the principles of God was only around 15 or 16 years old, but there was a reason he was able to do that. The story that we learn in Daniel 1, in verse 8, Daniel was being presented with the best food, the best drink, everything that King Nebuchadnezzar could offer to indoctrinate him and his friends into their way of doing things. But in the scripture, it tells us in verse 8, it says, but Daniel purposed, or he made it up in his mind, that he would not defile himself. And the way that he was able to do that is by uncompromising what he knew to be the truth. And that was not taking them into his body or eating the things that were sacrificed before idols, not defiling himself with the Babylonian cultural way of doing things or their religious beliefs. Daniel made a firm decision that he wouldn't cross that line, and he made that decision based on his relationship with God that he received as a young man growing up. It was that foundation that gave him the strength to stand on his principles and his relationship with God when the outside pressures come. And you have to remember, they were displaced in a foreign land, and a lot of things were coming at them all at one time, but he was able to make the appropriate decisions, make the right decisions based on his belief because of how he was raised. It's all he ever knew. We know Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the story of the fiery furnace. It's one that I think takes us all the way back to our Bible school days. But when you stop and you think about it, they told King Nebuchadnezzar, as he wanted them to bow down before an image, something other than God, they understood what the potential was. But they also knew that as they told King Nebuchadnezzar, we know our God is able to deliver us, meaning that they understood his power. But it also goes into the scripture and it says, but even if he does not, what they were willing to do when they said that is they accepted the unconditional surrender of their lives to an almighty God. No matter what happens, they were willing to serve God, and whatever consequences come with it, then that was going to be fine. So you see an image of some very young men that were living not only purposed lives, but they were also living uncompromised lives in God. And that come from the relationship that they had with God going into that captivity. But whenever you stop and think, what would have it looked like? What do you think would have happened if they had not have had that foundation and the relationship with God that they did when they went into that captivity? I would have to think that that would have turned out a lot different, and we would have missed out on all the great things of Daniel the prophet, along with the stories that have strengthened us that we've used in our own lives throughout the generations to know how to act in similar situations. As we approach our daily lives, understand who we are in our relationship with Christ. Draw close and culture that relationship so when the decisions come and the outside world would put pressure on you trying to get you to make those decisions that are unbiblical or something trying to get you to do something that's not according to what God would have us to do. We're able to stand on His truth. And the thing to remember is each and every time that no matter where the pressure come from, when they made a decision that was based on their relationship with God, they were always elevated. Not only did God take care of them, He advanced them in everything that they did. I think we can all agree on the point that making the right decision is not always meaning making the easy decision. There's all kind of influences out there. When we look out into the world trying to draw us away from the God that we serve, trying to get us to make decisions according to the world, which kind of blends us in and makes us look like everyone else. And in that process, the power of God and the God that we serve kind of falls to the back. He's not displayed through the things that we accomplish by living in Him. Whenever we approach our daily lives, be sure that we're grounded in God, that our relationship with Him is solid, and that we start our day off with that relationship, spending time with God as we prepare ourselves for the day that lies ahead of us. When we do that, it sets the stage for success in living our lives in Him. Also, the things that approach us, He's already there. He already knows what's coming before us during that day before we ever get to that point. Place your faith in God. Serve God unconditionally, uncompromised, and in all things. Set those parameters just as Daniel did. And it wasn't the name change. It wasn't the education they rejected. But when it come down to taking part in the things that the culture afforded them, that's where he drew the line. So set those parameters before you start your day. Understand who you are and operate inside those biblical parameters that God has given us. I pray everyone has a great Friday and a wonderful weekend. Also, remember some events coming up here at Louisville Baptist Church. We've got our fifth Sunday scene coming up this Sunday evening. With the Benton Brothers will be here. We're starting at 6 o'clock, and I hope everyone will come and be a part of that wonderful, wonderful time together. I love y'all, and as always, we're always here. God bless, and have a great afternoon.